Jesus turns water into wine. Why is this story in the Bible? And what's it supposed to mean to me? What's it supposed to mean to us? Listen to this. Joy and deep peace in the midst of chaos and confusion. Let me repeat. The title of my sermon this morning is Joy and Deep Peace in the Midst of Chaos and Confusion. It seems like Mary, the mother of Jesus, had an idea. She saw something that needed to be done at a wedding, and she just decided to bring Jesus into the picture, to bring joy to the place. There could have been some chaos at the wedding reception. We don't know, but it looks like there probably was. Some problems with not having enough resources for all the people that came to this wedding. It was a wealthy wedding. They would open it up to the whole community, and maybe they had more people there than they really thought they would have. Sounds like, whatever the case is, they were short on wine. And maybe they were short on other things like joy and peace, short on making a wedding a place of tremendous happiness and joy, and a joyful thing that a wedding should be. Shouldn't a wedding be the place of tremendous joy and hope for a bright future? I think so. I know that there's... Have you ever heard this story from Mary's perspective? We've always heard it from Jesus' perspective and the Gospel's perspective that we read. We usually hear it from what the story tells us about Jesus. Looks like Jesus is a little put out here, but he obviously sees something that his mother sees too, because he follows through on her request to somehow provide more wine. And Jesus does the first miracle in front of his disciples, perhaps his mother. We don't know if it's the first one in front of his mother, but it's the first one we read about in the Gospels. We don't know how fast the word got out that Jesus did this miracle. We know that the chief steward knew, and his disciples knew, and his mother, and probably the groom and the wedding party found out right away, and soon the entire place was beaming at this miracle that Jesus performed at the request of his mother. It was a joyful and a celebrity time. The chief steward came to the groom and says, "You know, most people serve the best wine first, and then when people are a little more relaxed, the cheaper wine is brought out, the not-so-good wine, the $2 bottle instead of the $79.99 wine, or the $99.90 wine. If it was me, I would have brought out maybe the $9.99 wine, and then maybe the $3.99 wine, the $3 or $4, whatever it is now. But you have saved the best till last," the steward says. "You've thrown tradition and custom right out the window, and you saved the best wine until last. And by the way, where do you get wine like this? I know it's not in any of the stores around here." I'm reminded that other passage that Jesus says, another one he talks about wine, and he says, you can't put old wine, and you can't put new wine into old wineskins. Remember that story? Jesus does not put this wine into old wineskins. He turns the big vases set aside to only hold fresh water, these big barrels, and that was used for cleaning and drinking and all other ways water was used for at that time, because they had no plumbing. But it was fresh containers, fresh wine. The good wine of the Holy Spirit is with us today. Like Mary, the mother of Jesus, told her son, and Jesus is here in our midst today, and the message is this. I want you to have that new wine that we know is symbolic of the Holy Spirit, putting new wine into new wineskins. Jesus provides the new wine through the Holy Spirit to pour through the vast vats of wine into our new wineskins. And you and I are the wineskins, the receptacles for this new wine of the Spirit to to renew our faith, to renew our joy. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of disease that has taken over the world by force, and in the midst of debilitating sicknesses like cancer and other things that infiltrate the lives of those we love and sometimes our own lives, there can be deep peace and a calmness of spirit. The new wine will bring out that joy. Bishop Tutu, who just passed away, was a man full of joy. He seemed like when he preached and talked, it just bubbled up. When I saw him speak in General Theological Seminary in New York, the oldest Episcopal seminary in the United States, he spoke and he said, and the more he talked, the more it bubbled up. And the higher his voice would get, and the laughter and the joy would bubble up to the top, and boy, could he talk and could he preach. But we know that Bishop Tutu went through severe trials in South Africa, carried the nations in his heart. But in the midst of it, he came out and he was a wonderful bishop to God's people, and he brought the new wine for the people. The wine of new life, the wine of encouragement, the wine of healing, the wine that sets you free, the wine that in the midst of your sorrows, in the midst of your troubles, and will not always bring out the loud laughter, but will bring you a deep peace, a peace like a deep running river of peace and rest for your souls. There is a deep peace, and in the midst of chaos and confusion, Jesus Christ is here with us. In the midst of chaos and confusion that we have in our world, that you have in your world, listen, Jesus Christ and the new wine of the Holy Spirit is here with us. Open your hearts, open your mind, receive more of the blessing of God. Let Jesus bless you now. Amen.